Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us at the AgriCurious podcast. My name is Alexa Lamb, and I am the guest host today, taking over for Dennis, because I am here in beautiful, beautiful Northern California, Santa Cruz County, actually, right outside of Monterey and Santa Cruz, with Manuel Morales, who is one of our nursery growers that has worked with teams that the Lamb Lab has been a part of for a long time. Thanks for joining us today, Manuel.
Glad to be part of it.
Yeah, so he has served on several of our advisory boards. First, I think, for the Water 3 project.
Yeah, for the water.
Yeah, started back in 2014. So we've been kind of conversing about all of the issues facing the nursery industry for a long time. And well, I've just got to tour your new facility. You've been here 3 years. Can you tell me a little bit about your nursery and also your liner facility?
Well, it's sold at Monterey Bay, and I was unwilling to stop there, so I continue trying to get in the nursery business. So some people think I'm crazy, but so.
You're here at Los Arroyos.
But I'm here at Los Arroyos, and we going 3 years into the business, and we're starting all over, and it's been very, very good, and very happy to continue, and all the customers are really respect their taking it pretty good.
Yeah, and so here you grow ornamentals, and remind me how many varietals you said you have.
And we probably got 500, a little more, a little less, not all at once, but that's what we're growing at this point through the year. That's from California natives, Australian natives, and trees and shrubs and some perennials.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Everything that you have, both kind of under hoops, but also out here at this beautiful facility. But you said you also grow liners.
Also, I grow probably about the same amount of liners or more, and I distribute those liners through the state of California. I got about 5 acres that is all 2 1/4 inch pots for us and other growers.
Yeah, it's amazing. He says he's rebuilding, but if you see this facility, you'll see that he has an unbelievable amount of plants and very diverse, beautiful plants growing here. Kind of an ideal growing environment, except your number one issue, right? Which you shared with us is?
Our number one issue is all the regulations.
The regulations.
Regulations, restrictions, and you name it. They don't let you look farther away because they step in your toes.
Yeah, it's really challenging, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
getting access to water. You have 2 wells here.
Yeah, I have 2 wells and they're doing good, but also I'd like to eventually get recycled water. At this point, I'm just getting ready to start figure out all the different lines of water.
Yeah, and it's amazing. If you can see it, and we'll have some videos up that'll showcase Manuel's facility here, the way he's managing water from 2 different wells, and his plans for a reservoir where he can recapture, recycle, and reuse water is pretty impressive. But that will be forthcoming, so keep tuned with the Lamb Lab, and we'll be showing you that on our website. But today, Manuel, I would love to talk to you about substrates. We just saw your substrates and what you're using. Can you tell us a little bit about your choices related to substrate management and why you make them?
We do, our soil comes mixed with about 15% sand and about 10% soil. And then we do orlite and pumice and a little bit of a recycled bark. They use it from recycle from the cities, where they bring all the cleanup from the gardens and they cure it and make it into soil. And so far, we've been pretty happy.
But you said it's mostly locally sourced.
Yeah.
So how far do you think it travels? I mean, one of the biggest issues is finding the right locally sourced
mixes,
right?
Yeah, the locally sourced that comes, everything comes, it's about the same, but everything is 100% new material.
New material.
It's non-recycled. And that one is close to here, not even a mile away. And the other one, it comes from, I'd say about 60 miles away.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it doesn't have many road miles then.
No. Pretty close.
Things we found with this new substrate grant that we're working on with Louisiana State University and the University of Florida and also USDA ARS is that growers like yourself said, we need locally sourced products.
Yeah.
It's just too expensive to ship.
Of course it is too expensive to ship and to get it anywhere.
Yeah. And then also the issues with peat and getting peat here, right? Canada's reducing its amount.
Canada is, the company is next door to us. He doesn't even sell us a Timos.
Really?
No. I had to find different sources to get the Timos.
And he used to have
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to get it, everything from them.
Huh. But they have just.
Yeah. They just cut it so they can use it for their maize.
Interesting.
So they make their money.
So we're faced with these challenges. What did you tell us out in the fields? You just have to adapt, right?
You got no choice. Yeah, you got to do that.
Just kind of figure it out. So you had to go with a different distributor, is that?
Yeah, I use them and I use different distributors.
Okay, and so do you mix yourself then, or they?
No, this has come already pre-mixed.
Oh, wow. And what we saw is that you're not using any type of mechanical equipment.
At this point, no. We just do everything is hand-planted.
Hand-planted, which is probably why your plants look so amazing.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Yeah. They're doing a good job. Luis does a good job with his people and everybody. I hardly ever hear. I'm at the other location.
Right, so in those liners, do you have the same like mixes that you use?
I just only use two mixes. Porlite and PMOS.
Really?
And that's pretty much it.
That just works for you?
Yeah.
That's great. So as you think about the future and all of the regulations you talked about, the challenges, what do you think the substrate challenges coming down the road might be?
Might be a little more harder to get, and we had to come with the different solutions. And, you know, it's a solution there because there's a lot of trees that are dying, or we had to use whatever we can find.
And that's some of the stuff we're going to be testing with this project is coconut core, pine bark. We're going to be grinding things, creating different substrate mixes. We're hopeful that some of those can...
Coconut core does a good job. They just maintains too much moist.
Oh.
You got to reduce it with a little bit of bark.
Okay.
And PMOS. Not PMOS, perlite.
With perlite.
Yeah. Because otherwise... It stays too wet.
Interesting, because we talk about water retention, but
yeah,
a lot of plants that don't like that much. Yeah,
that's a little problem.
Okay, so as we work towards some of these solutions, what are you looking for our soil scientists and horticulture faculty to help you with?
Try to get a lighter soil with a good air circulation and, you know, water, not so much retaining the water. It's got to be that the water goes through a little faster.
Okay.
Because also you don't want to create a moss, and you don't want to create all the things that sit the water there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
So if you could tell 25-year-old Manuel something, the biggest lesson you've learned... and all of your time and work in the nursery industry, what would you tell them? Somebody just starting out in their career in this space.
Just do different trials with different soils and focus on what the trials are for and what's the best soil for the material. In the material they're gonna plant, because it's a different soils to different plants. Okay, you gotta use it house plants, you gotta use a completely different soil. Outside, California natives, they maintain themselves a little on their dry size. Australian natives is the same thing, and they like the dry side and also don't like the foliage. Yes. But I think it's a big opportunity for everybody still around. They just, you got to work through the regulations.
Yep, right.
And that's the biggest challenge is that they let your work. Because you can do something with your idea if they don't stop you or the regulations.
Right.
Because when everybody goes in, is the idea to do good for the community and the country and everything, but then they stop you in the track because you can't do nothing. It's one of the worst problems.
Yeah. So we can come up with all the cool science in the world, but if the regulators stop us from using it, it's not going to help.
You're not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah. So we need to talk with everyone about the benefits of everything.
Yeah, and there's plenty of benefits for everybody. You know, just be able to work and work with the people and not against the people. If they want control, they're going to have to go somewhere else.
Oh, well, thank you for chatting with us today, Manuel. Thank you for working so hard and growing such beautiful plants and for hosting us today here at
Not a problem. Oh, I'm glad you guys are here.
Yeah. So, yes, if you're tuning in to the Agricurious podcast, check out Los Arroyos if you're ever in California. They have all kinds of plants for sale at the local nurseries and the chains here. So I'm sure Manuel wouldn't mind if you bought his plants too.
I really appreciate that.
But yes, so thank you for that. And we look forward to having you join us for another podcast of Agricurious, where you get to learn all about agriculture from many different perspectives, from the producer perspective like Manuel, as well as the scientist that we host here every so often as well. Have a great day.